In the headlines, the head of the Roman Catholic Church in Barbados responds to the Deputy Prime Minister on comments that youth involvement in crime, the church needs to do much more. Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley leads off the debate on the report of the Parliamentary Reform Commission. Meantime, the Friends of Democracy want the Commission of Police to clarify statements he made during yesterday's press conference where he declared war on gun crimes in Barbados. And a father whose son was suspended from a private school in January over poor hair grooming is now praising the public school system. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in Barbados, Bishop Neil Scantlebury, believes that poor parenting may be a contributing factor to the island's rising crime rate. Speaking to Starcom Network News a day after Deputy Prime Minister Santi Bradshaw urged the church to play a greater role in guiding the nation's youth, Bishop Scantlebury acknowledged the church's efforts while redirecting focus. He emphasized that the Catholic Church is spearheading several initiatives aimed at steering young people away from criminal activity. However, he stressed that the root issue that needs urgent attention is the quality of parenting.
I think we have failed our youth in a number of areas, and that they look for activities to satisfy their own desires, and they will get into crime because they are looking to do something to get whatever they want. They do not allow themselves, with the grace of God, to be able to say no to certain things. We encourage our youth in bad because adults set a bad example for our youth as well.
The bishop said parents are now openly being disrespectful to one another, and the youth therefore no longer have respect for anyone.
We will curse somebody in front of our children, and if our children do wrong, we look to defend them. In this day and age, we cannot correct somebody else's child. The child may flare up at us, and the parents may flare up at us, and that is sad. We need to do better in parenting, teaching parents, teaching children how to be parents. That's what it ends up being, because children having children, and we need to do more.
The head of the Roman Catholic Church, Bishop Neil Scantlebury. Parliament is currently reviewing the report of the Parliamentary Reform Commission and its recommendation, which called for single-term limits for the president of the country, a proportional representation system, as well as term limits for the prime minister. PM Mia Motley laid the report in the House of Assembly this morning, indicating that the government is not in support of a 7-year term, but for 2 terms for the country's head of state.
The commission, however, had a view that the president should serve a single term of 7 years and agreed that the power of assenting to the bills so that they can become laws should remain with the president. Our own view is that the current situation of 2 terms of 4 years is preferable to a single term of 7 for all kinds of reasons, including mental deterioration, which sometimes is not always easy to detect, and which, particularly if we have persons who are in their senior years, this is, in the world in which we live, a very real possibility.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. A parent whose son was suspended from a well-known private school in January for what the school deemed poor hair grooming says his child is now receiving a better quality of education in the public school system. Speaking to Starcom Network News, the parent admitted he initially feared his son would struggle in the public system after being forced to transfer him for refusing to comply with the school's grooming standards. However, he says the public school has placed greater emphasis on academics rather than appearance.
The quality of work has been more in depth. At that school, I think they were only doing Spanish. At the public school now, they're doing both French and Spanish in first form. So then the scope is wider in terms of history, and the workload was actually more. And it is, I would say, more rounded. There are more extracurriculum activities. And the experience my son has, settled in from From the very first day that he went, he came home and he told me that the welcome was tremendous.
A parent whose son was suspended in January at a private school in the lunchtime edition. The Friends of Democracy want the Commissioner of Police to clarify statements he made during yesterday's press conference where he declared war on gun crimes in Barbados. The party's chairman, Karina Goodridge, expressed concern that some of the statements could potentially increase anxiety among citizens.
While we commend the Commissioner's resolve to restore public safety, we believe certain aspects of his statement, and more importantly, the strategy behind it, warrant both clarification and recalibration. Phrases such as declared open war, domestic terrorism, and robust decisive force are emotionally powerful, but they risk inflaming public anxiety rather than calming it. What Barbadians need is not just, I would say, war talk, but a clear, measured, and rights-respecting plan of action. We support firmness, but not fear-based policymaking.
Chairman of the Friends of Democracy, Karina Goodridge. Barbados' tourism sector recorded a major rebound last year, with long-stay arrivals surpassing expectations. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrew Franklin, says the island welcomed over 735,000 long-stay visitors, with a significant increase from 2023. Speaking during the opening session of Connect Barbados 2025 at the Wyndham Grand Resort, Ms. Franklin noted that cruise tourism also delivered a very strong performance.
I'm proud to report that Barbados' tourism performance exceeded projections. We welcomed over 735,000 long-stay visitors. Our airlift expanded as we saw an increase in the number of seats, primarily from the U.S. market with 35,000 additional seats for the winter season. Our average length of stay improved, and we saw encouraging signs of recovery in visitor spend and return visitation. Our cruise sector also saw an impressive increase in arrivals. We celebrated a robust 2024-25 cruise season with 389 ship calls, 687,659 passengers, 17 inaugural sailings, and 20 home porting ships, cementing the island's reputation as a marquee cruise destination.
Chief Executive Officer of the BTMI, Andrew Franklin. Barbados can expect more support for its health sector, including public polyclinics and nurse training. So says Rudy Grant, Barbados' Consul General in Miami, who is in the country with a business and healthcare delegation out of Kentucky, USA. He says, thanks to the consistent efforts of the Honorary Consul in Kentucky, the island has received donations from supplies overseas, directly enhancing care for patients at the QEH.
Supplies Overseas, SOS International, has been a great partner in assisting with the medical equipment and supplies in the vicinity of US $300,000. That was what was first provided. And on this delegation visit, we will be meeting with the polyclinics because we are seeking out to ensure that we are able to provide medical equipment and supplies to the polyclinics as well. So we have with us Dr. Feld from the University of Kentucky College of Nursing. There are opportunities for enhanced training for our nurses, having the opportunity for masters, having the opportunity for training in doctorate and that type of activity.
That's Barbados' Consul General in Miami, Rudy Grant. Recapping our top stories. The head of the Roman Catholic Church in Barbados responds to the Deputy Prime Minister about comments on youth involvement in crime. Prime Minister Mia Motley leading off the debate on the report of the Parliamentary Reform Commission. The Friends of Democracy want the Commissioner of Police to clarify statements he made during yesterday's press conference where he declared war on gun crimes in Barbados, and a father whose son was suspended from a private school in January over poor hair grooming is now praising the public school system. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp at me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.